Blog Talk Radio.
OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have author John Dennis and his new accomplished book, or his new accomplished author of Men Raised by Women. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It is definitely our pleasure. So if you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your book and what you have going on.
Sure. Well, again, thanks for having me on. My experience for the book comes in some parts directly from my life. My mom and dad divorced when I was 6 years old, and we moved to Macon, Georgia. And out of that, I grew up and went off into the Air Force. And even while in the Air Force, I did some mentoring for agencies, Big Brother, Special Olympics for a small time, and then other mentoring agencies in our local churches. So in a very real way, I got to be the young boy that needed mentoring. I received mentoring, and then I found myself mentoring from the vantage point I was in, and there are some very real issues and struggles that were universal, and the issues that come from being raised just by a single mom and the tough parts that are there are what I wanted to highlight and help our single moms and help those detached dads that don't know what their boys are going through and help that young boy get somebody to speak for him, because he goes silent when he goes in the teen years. And that's really where the book stems from. It grew out of that experience and then the effort to pull together a real conversation about what's happening with our boys.
Okay, so your book, Men Raised by Women. So I'm thinking as you're reading, would you say women have a hard time raising boys? Is she just by herself? Or give us some insight of your actual thoughts, or maybe some insights from your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the major themes that we cover in the book, and I'm so glad you asked, a lot of times we get distracted and get away from the heart of the book, but let's jump right in. One of the biggest subjects we talk about is emotional incest. And boy, does that sound horrible. And I like the fact that it's tough to hear because it gets everybody's attention, and it should. The boys and their mom can have too much of a relational relationship compared to parent-child, so that the boy ends up being a psychological husband for the mother because he fits in to the role of a partner for the mom compared to being a son. And that's a very, very meaningful balance that doesn't need to get disturbed, and that line doesn't need to be crossed. And when we see that crossing of the line, you see the dysfunction in those men when they grow up and they cannot have successful relationships because they still actually have a relationship with their mother. And so that's one of the That's one of the major plots that we deal with.
I can see that somewhat. I can see that. I knew a friend of mine who always referred to her son as the head of the house. And I said to her, your son is not the head of your house. He is your son. Although there's not a husband there, you are the head of the house. And you have to maintain being the head of the house so that he can be a child as a child should be.
Absolutely. And so it's very easy for us to have that part of the conversation. And I think we can arrive at that conclusion a lot of times when we just think about it. But what we did at this book with the research team is we did something you can't find in any other books, and I think that's why my book still has 5 stars, is we went out and took from my experience and we interviewed men everywhere, because we've heard from doctor psychologists and we've heard from doctor family counselor and we've heard from moms that raise their kids alone and moms raising boys. And one of the things I wanted to share is you have never heard from the boy after he grew up. You've never gotten direct feedback. And that feedback is what we're sharing. And we're telling you there are some cause for alarm in these situations, because these men struggle with lots of masculine development issues. And they need to know how to get beyond it. How do you break away from your mother? I've had men that are relaying stories of how they now feel free after going through this material. They now understand they were caught up. They now understand the damage it did to their marriages or while they were dating. It is bigger than the effort of just saying, okay, well, let's make sure we don't overreach a little bit. It is a big deal, and it has a very far-reaching effect.
You said masculinity development, it affects that?
Yes.
How so?
So in some of the common ideals of what we want our boys to be able to do, what we want our men to be able to do, we like to see them lead a household. We like to see them be able to do different types of caretaking around the household, whether it's doing the heavy lifting or repairing this or that or fixing a little electrical this, a ceiling fan, changing oil, all these different things. In parts of the book, we deal with the concept of being over-mothered, where the mothers, because the men of in that family are not available, the moms are really worried about their son, and the mother bear mentality, and in my generation they called it helicopter parenting, but they're doing everything for the boys, and the boys get in that mode where it's something more than just being spoiled. It is a lack of development in their male skill sets, in their male social sets, so that they understand the mentality that a man needs to operate from. And so we're hoping to develop that conversation so that you start having men that feel very comfortable trying to take the lead, instead of men that have grown up in a matriarchal household. And when they go into a marriage or a household, they yield and they try to set up the household where their spouse is still in the lead and taking the lion's share of the responsibilities.
Wow. I just, as you're reading or as you're speaking, I'm thinking, what is it, how does it affect a child or a boy, because that's what we're talking about, when there's co-parenting, say the father may not be in the household, but he's still parenting from a distance, or he's parenting. Say that there, because I know a lot of people are co-parenting, although the two parents may not be in the household. I'm thinking of Mariah Carey and her ex-husband. They co-parent, and that's who I'm thinking of. because he's not in the household, but they're yet co-parenting. How does that affect the boy, so to speak? Is that still bring along that male mentoring that he needs, or will that still have that psychological effect on him that the male is not in the house 24/7, 365, but he's still getting that mentoring that he needs? So how does that fit into that?
So we're finding that it is still a major influence and a major help for that boy. Once he hits about age 10, and this was true of me also, but even from the research we drove up, once you hit about age 10 and he starts into puberty, the boy begins to assess that mom really does not understand him in some ways. You start knowing that she doesn't understand how you think, how you process, what's going on with you internally and in your male development. And so having a man available that's honorable, respectable, and a great example allows that boy to model what manhood is. So that dad being available or that male mentor being available is priceless. Yes, you have to make a diligent effort to have a man of distinction that is that male role model, but it is absolutely essential. And that is what we're advocating for. The moms have to know that this is not mom bashing. My mother raised three boys and a daughter primarily by herself, and I love everything she did. And then I have to stop and acknowledge, man, it could have been so much better had we covered these other parts. And I had a male mentor, though. My uncle stepped up, and he plugged in and helped me and my brother shape how we understand manhood. People often tell me, well, a mom can teach a boy how to treat a woman. And I like that quote. I think there's some real value in it. But what she cannot do is model for him what it is to be a man. And he does need that. You go through an identity crisis, and when you don't have that identity to ascribe to, what you do, and this is why I say what he won't tell mom, he's not telling mom what he's doing. He gets quiet, and he begins to develop his idea of what a man is from his friends on the playground. I use the playground just as a meaning his social life, from his buddies. And that's where these boys get their concept of manhood from. That's why they operate from the law of the jungle. That's why you can raise them dressed nicely. And as soon as he gets in his teen years, he might want to sag his pants, or he might want to be hanging out. That's what his friends are saying is a good guy, is a man, and you're doing manly stuff when you're doing that stuff. They're shaping his image with him, and none of them, because of the high rate of divorce, the high rate of single parenthood, none of them are usually coming from generational wisdom on how to grow into a healthy, well-meaning, well-groomed man. And so this is the epidemic that we're currently in.
So now what if you have a mother, I would say, that spends a lot of time, okay, with the boy, maybe he was sharing a little wisdom with the boy. I will say, I know a woman can't show a boy how to be a man because she's not one. But don't you think that at least she can give him some wisdom in that area that may help shape him some, a little, perhaps?
Yeah, there's a lot of shaping that goes on. And the moms are doing a great job. The moms... But here's the way I describe it. You have an individual that needs 200%. And so mom is giving 150%, and the men are absent. Their 100% is absent. So though mom is really stretched to the max, the boy still has a deficit in his need set. It's not reaching all the way. This is a Christian story. Station and broadcast, but I often explain it to people with explaining that moms don't know why boys in the sixth grade don't want to go to the chalkboard. They don't understand why participation goes down. And it's because, and all the boys and the men always chime in and amen and shout when I share this, but it's because their bodies have now changed, and any kind of movement causes them to have a uncomfortable bulge in their waist. And so these are things that are going on developmentally, and when you don't have men around to help you talk through those things, what's going on with you when you go through puberty, how to maturely meet ladies and treat them as ladies and not things to be conquered, it's a lot going on there. We also talk about the way the boys see their mother's date and how they learn to manipulate women, because they learn the ways of women without learning the counter compliment of being a man. And so all they learn is just to manipulate. And so this is where we're getting all, this is where we're getting all that fuel from. They know the games that are playing, and they're playing games as well. So we're working on all that so that we can get these moms knowing how the boy processes her efforts. She's doing a noble effort, but the boy is processing it through male processing and not the way ladies think they are.
Wow, that's amazing. I never really thought about it so much in depth as that, because I do know a lot of single moms, and mm-hmm. at points of my life I was a single mom, but I also made sure that my boys had access to their father at all times.
Absolutely.
So there was co-parenting going on. You know,
absolutely.
If ever, I could honestly say, and I'm sharing a little personal here, that if
sure.
ever my boys gave me a problem, I could say, I will call your dad. And he could discipline them long distance. I mean, it was
yes.
like, don't call dad, don't call dad.
Yes.
But I totally agree with you that there should be a male figure around the boy at all times, you know, because
yeah.
oftentimes what happens in divorce is, you know, it's a tug with the children. And
yeah.
I think moms have to realize that it's no longer about you anymore. It's about the child, be it girl or boy. It is totally about the child. And you should allow the father or the mother in the child's life, because you're absolutely correct. It helps to build a well-rounded child.
Right, and you've got someone who he can't pull his devices on his father that he can pull on his mother. Just like you said, you might have needed to call their dad to tighten things up. The same thing happened with me. And so that kind of effect is a big deal. Now, imagine in the scenario where the lady has no one to call or doesn't call anyone, that boy begins a practical method of manipulation with his mother. He knows how far she'll go, how far she won't. And one of the
mm-hmm.
interesting things about men is we always reserve with our boys that we'll go as far as necessary, because we know that what's in them is to challenge the boundaries, because that's boy thinking, and we know that because we are boys, we're males, we think that way. What's the boundary? Let me go test it. And that's what boys do from the minute they're born. My little boys, I drew a line on the sidewalk on either side of the yard and said, hey, don't cross those lines. Just stay inside those lines, and you'll be in front of my house and as far as you can go on the sidewalk. They played right on that line for years. That's where they play. They never played in the middle. They go right to the line and sit down and play, because that's how boys do. They test the boundaries. So that's male mentality. And I want to add some things to our moms and to the dads out there to say, hey, mom needs that help. So this book, Men Raised by Women, What He Won't Tell Mom, is to help mom know, because it's not intuitive for her, and to let the dads know, because these boys are going through things that he may not be aware of and really needs him. A lot of men, so let's extend it out. the boy that was raised by only his mom, and I talk about some negative statements that can be made, such as, I don't need a man. I understand where that comes from and the reality that ladies have to pull the weight by themselves sometimes. What happens that plays out in that boy's head so that when they're adult men and they've gone out and made children, guess why they're so comfortable leaving their children with that woman? Because they feel, well, the kids will be okay. My mom was able to do it by herself. Now, the reality is the single mom is stretched way beyond what is healthy. I mean, that is a tough job, and nobody should be relegated to doing it alone if there's somebody else that is responsible for those kids being there. You should be helping. That is a lot of work. It is, it's more than overtime. And so that's what we respect out of our material. We're making sure we're saying these moms are pulling double time and overtime. There's no criticism we need to share for moms. We might highlight things that you can do in a different way, but we respect all that you've done. There's a place for men of the community to step up and step in, and we want to encourage the moms to plug their boys into mentoring efforts that really reach those boys and develop some core principles and some character. So that's where that is.
Wow, that is so interesting, and we are almost out of time. I could listen to this subject or talk about this subject for quite a while. But if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you and then give us a small word of wisdom, and you could do that at this time.
Okay. You can find my book via my website, John P. as in Papa, johnpdennis.com. You can also find it on Amazon if you just search Men Raised by Women, What He Won't Tell Mom. But I'd like to hear from you on my website. Tell me what you think, and we'll come to your area. I do mentoring programs. I do motivational talks. I do parent and teacher education seminars to get this word out. I do male mentorship training, meaning I train the male mentors in your area and community to actually deploy the mentoring program. So all those things are available, johnpdennis.com. And the thing that I could tell you is, for those single moms out there, it's going to be all right. It really is. That's a tough and a long road, but I want to tell you, it's going to be all right. My mother did it. Me and my two brothers came out to be great men, and she plugged us into some fantastic mentors, and they helped make up the deficit for where we needed to be. And God is watching over you, and he will help you and guide you to those resources and people that will make the ultimate difference. Come see me at johnpdennis.com and get Men Raised by Women, What He Won't Tell Mom.
Thank you so much, John Dennis, for being on our show today. I absolutely enjoyed you, and we will have to have you back. So once again, we thank you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
Thank you. We would like to thank our sponsors, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, TND Management and Marketing, and V. Marshy Enterprise. Leaving you with this, coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 28th verse, and the 29th verse, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. This has been OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and closing with A Change Is Gonna Come by Crystal Sax Lady Brown. Have a great day.